This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight with Wall Street observing the hotter-than-expected inflation numbers, both general consumer numbers and the core numbers. However, Wall Street did not bother with the negativity and went higher, especially in techs. There's no figuring. Liz Peek joins to comment on the trillions the Biden administration is proposing to spend in the second term. Trillions. $7 trillion was mentioned. And then it's off to Berlin to talk with Judy Dempsey about Mr. Macron saying send troops to Ukraine at odds with Olaf Scholz of Germany. Mr. Orban saying if Trump is president, there won't be another penny for Ukraine at odds with Olaf Scholz of Germany. And Mr. Trump himself commenting negatively about sustaining Ukraine in his next administration if it comes about. All of this adds up to Berlin sour-faced, waiting for an election result, dealing with Mr. Orban of Hungary, they know about that, and looking very closely at continuing to be the second highest funder of Ukraine. And then a conversation about Ukraine itself with Mary Kissel, noting that there is retreating and that Bill Burns, the DCI of the CIA, saying that Ukraine will lose considerable ground these next weeks because of the lack of support from the United States. They're out of weapons, they're out of time. That's been true for some time. Also, with Mary Kissel, we discuss the Hamas assault on Israel, the Israeli response, and now the attempt to feed the Gazans trapped inside Gaza by fate, by the fact that Cairo will not open its gate to the Sinai, by the general agreement in all of the Arab states, though they're in sympathy with Hamas, they don't want them in their house. State thinking also applies to Hamas threatening Israel, threatening Jewish people around the world. And there was a report in the Wall Street Journal today of sleeper cells in Europe coming in as refugees. Some attached to Hamas, some saying they're attached to Hamas. One group had access to buried weapons, sleeper agents, spy stuff. Joe Sternberg from London joins to comment on how the Tories, 14 years in power, are cutting taxes to grow the economy and balance the books, all contradictory ambitions. The expectation is the Tories will be in the minority. The question is, what's the over-under number? 418 was Mr. Blair's number in 1997. And then the hard way to quit the Tories is to make a splash. And Lee Anderson, a famous member of Parliament for the Conservatives, first time I've read about him, but anyway, it says famous, made a disparaging remark about Sadiq Khan, the strong Labour member of Parliament who's also the mayor of London. He might not be a member of Parliament. He might just be mayor of London. I have to check that. And then it's off to talking about Gaza again, the floating dock, and what is to be done, what can go wrong. Jonathan Schanzer joins from the FDD, concerned about the report that there'll be 1,000 American military personnel or military and contractors accompanying this dock, and that they will have responsibility to clear the supplies going in. In the past, supplies have been used to smuggle in weaponry and explosives. Will that continue? And will the dock become a target for Hamas? Hamas has already declared that anybody who touches this food or helps it is an enemy and will be killed. In Gaza, they declared this. Conversation about War of the North with Jonathan Schanzer. Imminent, imminent, imminent. Hezbollah continues to provoke. 80,000 to 100,000 people have been evacuated along the northern border. Something is to be done, and apparently Israel's in a mood to finish the job. No more next-door neighbors who intend to cut our throats if they can get through the wire. Conversation about TikTok being banned by the United States, by the U.S. Congress, with Josh Rogan of the Washington Post. There's some twists here, including the fact that Mr. Trump is speaking well in some fashion of TikTok, perhaps because TikTok is supported by a donor who could bring a lot of attention to Mr. Trump. The Trump campaign is short of cash right now. At least that's the report. New World Report with Joseph Umar talking about the anarchy in Haiti. and the tragedy of Haiti, abandoned in the midst of plenty by all the states of the Americas. And right now, the strongest voice in Haiti is a man who's called Barbecue, a gang leader. Barbecue is what his mother did when he was growing up. Barbecue to sell on the street. They call him Barbecue. And I saw a video the other day of him surrounded by his so-called soldiers, teenagers with automatic weapons, new ones, hanging over their shoulders, listening to Barbecue boast to the BBC. Haiti is driving disorder, and if it goes to civil war, says Joseph Sternberg, the Caribbean will tremble and be overrun with refugees. Gregory Copley joins to talk about the Middle East of the future, Armenia of the present, severing its ties with Russia, AUKUS and its difficulties with Pillar One, transfer of nuclear submarine technology, and the first SSN transfer, the tax sub, transferred to Australia, not scheduled to 2030, out of the U.S. arsenal. China could attack a lot faster than that. And finally, our favorite moment, the King Charles Report. Gregory praises the Commonwealth Day speech made by the King. Very humble, very moving. The King is undergoing cancer treatments right now. It's a rough patch. He's an inspiration to all of us seniors who've gotten lucky to get this far. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.